USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel is at war after Gaza militants launched a surprise attack Saturday morning, firing thousands of rockets and entering Israel by land, sea, and air using paragliders. A spokesperson for the Israeli Defense Forces confirmed at least 700 people have been killed in Israel. Palestinian officials report more than 400 dead after Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. The U.S. is ramping up protection for Jewish communities.
Cities across the country are increasing security measures for Jewish communities and houses of worship after Hamas terrorists launched thousands of rockets at Israel on Saturday, killing hundreds of civilians and taking an unknown number of hostages, including women and children. While state and local leaders said there is no credible threat to the safety of these communities, patrols are being increased out of an abundance of caution. I'm Skip Kelly.
Pope Francis is calling for an end to attacks and violence in Israel. In his Sunday address to the faithful in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said terrorism and war would only bring further death and suffering to innocent people and not solve any problems. Francis said war is only a defeat, and he urged people to pray for peace in Israel and Palestine. A Florida-based private rescue organization is deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage. Project Dynamo founder and CEO Brian Stern says the challenges in Operation Promised Land are obvious.
There's a kinetic threat from the sky that's present, which we're used to dealing with, honestly, from Ukraine. We've dealt with missiles before. There's a cyber threat. There's an assassination threat. There's an absolute kidnapping threat.
Stern says he's received several dozen requests for help to rescue Americans in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. Stern urges Americans and relatives in harm's way to register with the organization and the State Department. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The UK, France, Germany, Spain, and Italy have moved to bolster police protection of Jewish communities following the surprise attack by Hamas on Israel and the ensuing escalating conflict. Governments across Europe fear an increase in anti-Semitic acts as the fighting between Israel and Iran-backed Hamas in Gaza unfolds, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declaring it as war. The Taliban says the two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan on Saturday killed over 2,000 people. The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a 6.3 on the Richter scale and was followed by a 6.1 quake. A spokesperson for the Taliban's Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000. First-class mail could cost you even more.
The United States Postal Service says it wants to raise the price of stamps another 2 cents starting next January to 68 cents. The cost of stamps has increased 16 cents since 2019. The proposal, which must be approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, comes as first-class mail volume fell 3% last year to its lowest level in 50 years. First-class mail accounted for just over $24 billion in revenue last year.
That's Jeremy Scott. Nobody won Saturday night's $1.4 billion Powerball jackpot, so it will roll over now, worth over $1.5 billion for Monday night's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.